Kid Rock rips Biden, Fauci and We the People anthem, Let's Go Brandon. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 25, 2022. Detroit rocker Kid Rock released politically charged song on Monday. This time, bashing mandates in response to the Chinese coronavirus. And slamming President Joe Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci. The chorus of the more than four-minute song, titled, We the People, repeats the phrase, Let's Go, Brandon. A popular chant that is code for fuck Joe Biden. Wear your mask, take your pills, now a whole generation is mentally ill. Man, fuck Fauci, Kid Rock, born Robert James Ritchie, says in his new song. Listen below. But COVID's near, it's coming to town, we gotta act quick. Shut our borders down, Joe Biden does, the media embraces. Big Don does it and they call him racist, the rocker continued in his song. Kid Rock goes on to proclaim, fuck Facebook, fuck Twitter, too, and the mainstream media, fuck you too. Inflation's up, like the minimum wage, so it's all the same, ain't a damn thing changed, he continues. You piece of shit, I don't see color Black Lives Matter. No shit motherfucker. Fuck CNN, fuck TMZ, Kid Rock adds. Kid Rock also promulgates a message of unity in the song, stressing that Americans need to keep fighting for the right to be free, even if they may disagree with one another politically. But we gotta keep fighting for the right to be free. And every human being doesn't have to agree. We all bleed red, brother, listen to me, it's time for loving unity, the rocker declares. Kid Rock's We the People comes just months after the November release of his anti-woke anthem, Don't Tell Me How to Live, which roasts millennials and laments how America has become a nation full of pussies. In 2020, the rocker headlined a Michigan campaign event for then-President Donald Trump, energizing the crowd to cheer for the greatest country in the world and performing a collection of his hits for the president's supporters in Macomb County. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.